Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Immigrant advocates are calling on a Catholic hospital chain to publicly release their policy on treating patients detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports the call comes after a Nashville priest was barred from seeing an undocumented patient at Ascension St. Thomas.
Eyewitnesses with Music City Migra Watch say they saw a young man on the ground bleeding after an interaction with ICE agents. He was taken to Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford, where organizers saw ICE vehicles in the hospital's gated lot.
This started developing on Tuesday of Holy Week.
That's Yuri Rodriguez, a priest at St. Augustine's Episcopal Church. She was one of several clergy members who say they were turned away from meeting with the patient, a Guatemalan native who speaks the Mayan language Quiche, something that has made translation harder. The hospital has not responded to multiple requests for comment. Outside its Nashville office, Rodriguez reads from the hospital's mission statement, which says that its care is
rooted in the loving ministry of Jesus as healer.
She argues that Jesus's ministry was about healing strangers and looking after the foreigner.
Then clearly the presence of ICE agents endangers the ability of St. Thomas, their doctors, nurses, and providers to exercise that mission freely.
The patient is no longer at St. Thomas, but since the incident, advocates say more immigrants are canceling appointments. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
A Franklin-based tire and wheel company is paying $300,000 to settle a federal disability lawsuit. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says the company, Carl Starr Group, unfairly discriminated against workers in Tennessee and South Carolina. They say the manufacturing workers were lawfully taking prescription drugs, like painkillers, for disabilities. But Carl Starr denied them opportunities, even though they were medically cleared for those job duties. That violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the EEOC also says the company failed to make reasonable accommodations to its drug testing policy. In addition to the $300,000 settlement, the five-year agreement now obliges Carl Starr to update its policies, procedures, and training.